I had a dream the other night that, well, I didn't understand. A figure walked in through the mist with a flintlock in his hand. His clothes were torn and dirty as he stood there by my bed. He took off his three-cornered hat, and speaking low to me, he said, "We fought a revolution to secure our liberty. We wrote the Constitution as a shield from tyranny. For future generations, this legacy we gave. In this, the land of the free and home of the brave. The freedoms we secured for you, we hoped you'd always keep. But tyrants labored endlessly while your parents were asleep. Your freedom's gone, your courage lost, you're no more than a slave. In this, the land of the free and home of the brave. You buy permits to travel and permits to own a gun. Permits to start a business or to build a place for one. On land that you believe you own, you pay a yearly rent, although you have no voice in saying how the money's spent. Your children must attend a school that doesn't educate, and your Christian values can't be taught according to the state. You read about the current news in a regulated press, and you pay a tax you do not owe to please the IRS. Your money is no longer made of silver nor of gold. You trade your wealth for paper so your life can be controlled. You pay for crimes that make our nation turn from God in shame. You've taken Satan's number. You've traded in your name. You've given government control to those who do you harm so they could burn down churches and seize the family farm and keep our country deep in debt. Put men of God in jail. Harass your fellow countrymen while corrupted courts prevail. Your public servants don't uphold the solemn oaths they've sworn. And your daughters visit doctors so their children won't be born. Your leaders send artillery and guns to foreign shores and send your sons to slaughter fighting other people's wars. Can you regain the freedoms for which we fought and died? Or don't you have the courage or the faith to stand with pride? And are there no more values for which you'll fight to save? Or do you wish your children to live in fear and be a slave? Oh, sons of the Republic, arise, take a stand. Defend the Constitution, the supreme law of the land. Preserve our great republic and each God-given right. And pray to God to keep the torch of freedom burning bright. As I awoke, he'd vanished in the mist from whence he came. His words were true. We are not free, but we have ourselves to blame. For even now, as tyrants trample each God-given right, we only watch and tremble, too afraid to stand and fight. If he stood by your bedside in a dream while you were asleep and wondered what remains of the freedoms he'd fought to keep, what would be your answer if he called out from the grave? Is this still the land of the free and home of the brave? God bless you, and God bless this republic.
Okay, welcome back. This is Fred Smart. Elaine Brown or Ed are going to be on in a few minutes, and Danny Riley is on the line. We're going to be talking with Danny just for a few minutes after these breaks. Danny, you there?
Hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, Danny's there. Danny,
can you?
After these commercials, we're going to be talking about setting up the paper trail to document via affidavit the experience that you and Jim and Ed and Lane and others went through this.
Okay.
Riley around the flag, boys. Riley once again, shouting the battle cry of freedom. Riley from the hillside, gather from the plain, shouting the battle cry of freedom.
Like
it. the flag, boys, Riley once again. Shout
okay.
The battle cry.
We're back with Elaine. How you doing?
But how are you?
How are you, Elaine?
Well,
Elaine, yeah, Danny Rally is back on today because in the last 24 hours, because of the publicity on the new media side, thanks to Danny's reports and other people's reports on the Internet, WMUR, or that local station up there, has broadcasted an alternative follow-up story, which basically has the Plainfield chief of police acknowledging that they received calls, and they are simply stating that they aren't going to do anything. So what was once a story that said there's nothing happening, there's no activity, and they're basically saying, in effect, that you know, you're lying and Danny's lying, and that,
right.
Now it's basically an acknowledgement of a stand-down that they aren't going to do anything. And here we have a situation where Danny and Jim and you and Ed and others experienced blatant violent acts of aggression in the form of 30 or 40 rounds of gunfire over 2 hours. And I'm of the opinion, and other people, I think, in talking about this, you need to start a paper trail, Elaine.
Yeah.
And Danny, are you on, Danny?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, Danny.
Okay.
Yeah, Danny, I know you did the YouTube video and you documented all that, and you've done it in the first instance way back for the June 7th incident. But at some point, you know, under penalty of perjury, something has to hit paper from a documentation standpoint, and either, you know, these affidavits are going to stand to be refuted or they will hold up as evidence. And so I think the steps that you took to document this caused the controlled media to spin a different slice of what we kind of felt was the backdrop against this story, because they certainly were trying to discredit not only your reporting, but the calls into 9/11 and throughout the night. People were seriously very concerned and had every right to be, and yet all of those calls were basically categorized as harming the common welfare of the local community as far as interfering with 9/11 dispatch service, et cetera. So, I mean, you saw these reports. They're on the Internet. Thanks to you and other people who have put these all up there. Elaine, I know you don't have Internet access, but the new media, thanks to the blogs and the Internet and videos, is definitely having an influence. And you can see there was a concerted effort to use this incident to smear and try to turn a story that all of a sudden everybody has turned public sentiment against the Browns. So,
yeah.
Can I say something?
Sure, go ahead.
After coming home and reading all the lies that WMUR put out in their stories and in their videos, I called WMUR, and I got a girl in the newsroom, and I said, hey, my name's Dan Riley. I was at the Browns inside the house. I heard the gunfire. I seen the shadows and heard them moving around the woods. Okay, I was there, okay? This isn't like your secondhand information. I was there. She's like, oh, hang on, sir. Let me put you on hold. She came back about 30 seconds later and says, sir, the police say nothing happened. I'm sorry, and she hung up.
Wow.
Huh. Yeah.
And this is after you got back and after you had documented everything, right, in the video?
That's correct, yep.
Okay. So now what we're seeing 24 hours later is a follow-up. You know, they're not going to go back and apologize and say this is a correction. They're basically, you know, just spinning the story a different way and acknowledging that, yes, indeed, there may have been calls, but there is a stand-down order. They're not going to do anything. So we have a situation, Elaine, where, you know, you could have 1,000 rounds of gunfire going all around you and could endanger your neighbors and everyone else, and the police are not going to do anything.
Oh, they already said that, Fred. In fact, the town select board made that statement that they would they would not provide any protection at all for us. And the police chief was right there at that meeting that evening. So
yeah.
We know they're not going to protect us at all. They're working with them. Will you say they have stand down orders? From whom are the orders coming?
The only thing you can think of is it's from Homeland Security or the federal government or the marshals.
That would be my assumption also. And they have no jurisdiction. They have no authority to give any orders to the local police. So everybody's disobeying the law from the feds right down to local. Chief Jones is just it's totally out of control.
So basically, we could have a situation here where acts of aggression in the form of shots and violence could in effect manifest all around the woods, all around your neighborhood.
Yep.
And the police are not going to do anything, and everything will be blamed at your doorstep and blamed
right.
on you and Ed.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's the picture.
Yep.
That's the picture being painted here.
Yep. That's it. Yep.
And so, if 30, 40 rounds is just the beginning, can you imagine what the next level is going to be? So, Danny, you there?
I can't imagine. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I was just saying, if this is a pattern, you know, it's just sort of like sending a signal that this is going to be the pattern. So, Danny, but you're willing to sign an affidavit and fill it out and file it and everything else, right?
I'll have it done today, Fred.
Danny, where are you filing this affidavit?
I'm going to go down and get it all notarized, and I'll put it out on the Internet.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So it'll be out. It'll be public record once it's on the Internet.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
I'm filing it with the people. That's what I'm filing
with. The people. Record of We the People is the Internet. Yeah.
Good. Absolutely.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And we the people are the only ones that are going to save Edna Lane, you know.
That's for sure. Yeah.
In the form of the militia. That's the only thing I can see that's left to save, you know. We better start becoming the home of the brave, or else we're going to become the home of the slave. You know, people need to wake up.
Oh, I know it. Yeah. You know,
hey,
last night... Go ahead,
Elaine. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, last night I was on Coast to Coast out of California, you know, with Joyce Riley. And they took some calls, and one gentleman from Jeff from New York called and said, well, they're wrong. They should pay those taxes. Well, why? Well, they just should, you know. Just pay those taxes or else they should get arrested. And with no reasoning behind it. And people respond emotionally without thinking it through, without investigating, without researching. People, for heaven's sake, wake up. Use your heads. Use your heads. What would be easier? To go through all this with the government spending, I can't tell you how many millions of dollars, or simply do what we ask. Show us the law. We've been asking you that since 1994. It'd be a one-page letter. That's it. 36 cents. There's the logic of it.
Elaine, the same thing is being done. You could look at, you know, this movie came out on the 27th called No End in Sight, and it basically documents the complete chaos of the situation in Iraq, where there is no end in sight.
Yeah.
And when
you
don't have the application of a rule of law that inspires the trust and the confidence of individuals, citizens in a country, you have a situation where we're like what we have in Iraq, and that seems to be almost like, you know, everybody's turning a blind eye. The authorities are turning a blind eye to what you and Ed really deserve, which is due process and answer to these questions.
Right. That's what this is all about. The rule of law, due process, adherence to the Constitution, individual God-given rights, freedom.
And,
liberty.
You know, Elaine, I'm going to connect the dots over here, but I think all of us, and Danny would probably agree, a pat answer could be, if you're ever asked, well, if they would just answer the questions in the lawsuit of We the People Foundation against the government.
Yeah.
I mean, that would satisfy, I think, you and me and everyone. If they would just sit down and answer those questions and respond to We the People.
Yeah.
I mean, Bob Schultz and the Congress and a lot of the researchers did a hell of a job putting that together. And the government, to this day, six, 7 years later, has is still stone cold silence.
Right. Well, that's what they do. They ignore. They totally ignore. And they ignore, and then they intimidate, and then they destroy. And that's what we have to stand up against.
If they answer them questions, the veil of their lies will be lifted, and they know that.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, I got another call coming in. Hang on. I got to switch over.
Okay.
Well,
so here we stand, Fred. I mean, everything's been quiet since then. We have our daily, state police plane that circles our house. Today they circled over our house from about 12:30 to 1:00. So I don't know what they're looking for. You know, nothing's changed here, everybody. We're still here. Friends are still here, coming and going.
Yeah. It's pretty. Is it getting hotter? Is it sort of a warm, balmy, hot, humid summer day?
Oh yeah,
there?
Yeah, it is. It's been great. Yeah. It's been real summer. Yep. Happy August.
Well, that's great. Well, you know, as this is all happening over the weekend, we had a full moon, Elaine, so that was
right. That
was shining down upon you and Ed.
Yep. Mm. Now, I want to emphasize that we have no proof who it was, you know. So whoever it was, they certainly caused the hassle. So.
Let's not forget that this happened about 10 days after Monier is quoted as saying, we're going to ratchet it up.
Yeah, right.
So let's remember he said that.
Right, absolutely. And then with Chief Gillins parked across the driveway that same day.
Okay, we'll be right back a little bit more with Danny Rowley and Lane. 1 minute.
The battle cry of freedom. Rally from the hillside, gather from the plain. Shouting the battle cry of freedom. Rally once again, shouting the battle cry of freedom. Rally from the hillside, gather from the plain, shouting the battle cry of freedom.
Okay, we're back with Elaine and Dan Riley talking about continuation of the events since last weekend, clarification of what went on. And we're trying to encourage everyone to document their actions, what they witnessed, put things on paper, have them filed, have them notarized. And Elaine, you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, good. Danny, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Danny, I'll let you say a few more words here, and then we'll let you go. But thank you for coming on the line here last minute and taking this... This is a suggestion that some really great people advise that we do, and I'm sure more people are going to be encouraged by the documentation as it hits the Internet. So,
yeah, I would just like to say to my fellow countrymen, please, you know, help us all out. You know, now's the time. You know, I'm risking everything, including my life, to try to save my country and give the next generation's liberty like the founding fathers in that generation did for us. So it's time for us to stand up, guys. It's that time. It's coming to there. You know, it's pretty much like they declared war on the people of America, so we got to act accordingly. Okay, that's all I have to say.
Okay, Danny, thank you very much.
Hey, Danny, we love you. We love you. Take care. Be safe.
Okay, everybody take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks very much. Okay, Elaine, after Danny said that, you know, I have to go back to this vision of a transformative coming together in a peaceful way with the truth being received and shared over the matters relating to what happened last week, what happened in your case, what happened over the last 10 years. The more we can be transparent, the more we can be open and positive, I think, and prayerful, this can, just like the Berlin Wall coming down, it can happen peacefully. That is my prayer. That's the vision I think we all want to receive and share and celebrate. So I'm going to always come back to that, Elaine. And
I agree. We have to give energy to the positive. We have to have faith in God that He is going to stand with us in our righteousness and fighting this evil entity that's in our country and in our world. You know, Christians have to come together. Buddhists, Muslims, you know, whoever. We all want peace. We all want tranquility. We want to be left alone to live our lives the best we can. We want to live in freedom, not in oppression and not in tyranny. And those who are out to tyrannize us and to keep us under their thumb must be taken to task. I pray every day that these people will see the light, that they will come to see that what they are doing is wrong, and that they will stand down. And I try to do it with love. It's hard, but I try to do that because I want to send those kinds of energies out into the air. So hopefully all this positive thinking and praying will have its results.
Well, you know, I was on the phone earlier today, and hopefully this gentleman will be on the line with us any minute. Kevin Innes was a visitor at our local Freedom Force chapter last night, and we just shared this sort of, you know, transformative, positive vision for mankind. I think all of us are getting glimpses of the same thing, Elaine. It's not coming from me or you or Kevin. It's coming from the same single source.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we're going to try to get Kevin on the line. He came all the way from North Carolina, and he just has some really, really good
message.
Good
LB.
Here. Anyway,
hello.
Not sure if that was they're trying to get a hold of Kevin, this gentleman.
Okay.
And hopefully we'll get him on the line here. But anyway, yeah, I think that's what has to happen. You know, we just have to be positive and, mm-hmm. and prayerful and
yes.
envision these things resolving in a peaceful way.
Yes, we do, Fred. Absolutely do. We can't give up that vision, that determination, that good will in the end win out. Hopefully we will all live to see it happen. But, you know, we don't know yet what God's plan is for each of us in this battle. So we can only hope that not too many of us are lost in the fight. But at least our souls will be saved. Those of us who are on the side, you know, that when we stand in front of those gates, we're going to be well.
Absolutely. I don't know. Are you still, yeah. You still there?
I'm here.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is Kevin on? Did you?
Yes. Yes, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
Hi. I really appreciate the Browns standing up for their rights, especially due process rights. You know, many have argued that they have not been given fair treatment under those laws and those rules. You know, I have to say that anybody who's ever played games with kids or remembers when they were kids playing games, when they change the rules, the whole game changes. Most people don't even know that what the rules are as far as due process is concerned when they don't. So they don't even know that when the laws are being broken as far as due process, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that I'm doing is I'm educating people about what the due process rights are and how to stick up for them. And,
okay, hang on. We'll be right back
for a better
Kevin
society.
From North Carolina. Hang on, Kevin. Hang on. We'll be right back.
The flag boys rally once again, shouting the battle cry of freedom. Rally from the hillside. Gather from the plain, shouting the battle cry of freedom. Rally round the flag, boys, rally once again, shouting the battle
okay,
cry
we're back.
Of freedom.
I'm on, better connection here on Skype. Hope I'm coming through much clearer. We still have Kevin Innes all the way from North Carolina, along with Elaine Brown. We'll be taking a few calls after this. But, Kevin, you came last night. Elaine, Kevin was at our Freedom Force chapter meeting, and we saw a wonderful video by the Jews for the Prevention of, what was it, Aaron Zimmerman? Yeah, about the BATF and... all the stuff that's going on, my God, it makes your head spin. The corruption and the terrorism that's going on right here in our country by our alphabet agencies terrorizing just innocent gun owners, gun dealers, and I mean, my God, it just goes on and on. But you still there, Elaine?
I'm here, yes. I'm
yeah.
listening.
Yeah, we just learned this video, the 1968 gun laws that were enacted back in the late 60s were taken verbatim from the Nazi gun laws during Hitler.
Oh, wow.
And they traced
right.
that all the way back to the original
really?
Documents and actually got the guy who was behind the whole thing. They have his signature requesting from the Congressional Library the translation of the Nazi gun laws. And so they actually have him. So our gun laws here in America are based on Nazi gun laws in Nazi Germany.
Wow. As was outlined in that documentary, Innocence Betrayed, taking weapons away from the people that the government should fear is a recipe for genocide, as in Nazi Germany, as in Cambodia, Rwanda, Nicaragua. I mean, the list goes on.
Yeah, well, one of the things tyrannical governments, of course, have to do is disarm the citizenry. With an armed citizenry, you know, hey, the citizens can shoot back. So, yep.
Yeah, well, as people understand more of their rights and start acting yeah. on them, it makes for a better society.
Of course.
The problem, of course, through our whole education system, when have we ever been educated about law? Very, very little.
Three things.
I find about the law, about conflict resolution, and about money. Those three things, if more people understood those, we'd have a very different society, especially when people started to take a more active role on that. And
right,
what's really inspiring is people like yourself, people like Fred, people around this nation are saying, okay, enough's enough. I'm going to start getting smarter and understanding what's really going on and fundamental ways to help bring our society around to be more conscientious citizens and not just consumers.
Right.
You know, one of the things I'm doing is helping people educate themselves about how to stop foreclosures through understanding that the banks and regarding credit cards, too, they're just not using documents that rise to the level of evidence. And if people knew that, hey, we'd have a whole different debt situation for most people.
Yeah.
And so we've got over 2 foreclosures that are filed per minute in the United States right now.
Wow.
That's huge.
That's
over 2 million people may face foreclosure. And if you don't have a home from which to defend your right, you've lost a lot of your security, your sense of solidness. And I appreciate what you folks are doing to stick up for your rights.
Well, we all have a part to play here, Kevin, and we've got to pay it. And you know, it's good that you're teaching people these things because awareness is certainly the starting point.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just to sit back and absorb what we are fed by the mainstream or the OCM, the newspapers and such. As we know, you know, you and I know, it's totally slanted. And
right. And
I urge people, don't take anyone's word for it. Don't take my word for this. Don't take Kevin's word for it.
Exactly.
Get on the internet. Go to the library. Search it out for yourself. Draw your own conclusions.
It's amazing what you can find on the internet and through the libraries
now.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's been a huge bonus for the freedom movement. Really has.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so... if people are interested, people can find out about the work that I do through a website, through educational site, creativeforeclosurerelief.com, and they can find out more about this whole issue of challenging their honesty. Are they being honest?
Yeah.
I mean, after Arthur Anderson's issues and their dealings with Enron, corporations make mistakes. There's human error there, too. And some of it's by design.
But
when it affects so many thousands of people, it behooves individuals to find out, you've got a claim against me? Prove it.
Yeah.
And here are the different things I want you to prove. And bar-certified lawyers, you know the rules of evidence. Why are you giving me this stuff? Why don't you have your evidence properly verified and, present proper evidence here. Yeah, and it's great to see a number of different law education groups happening. Paymon's Freedom Law School has happened out in California as well as Atlanta, is just one of many different groups that are helping promote the cause of freedom. G. Edward Griffin talks about the whole fiat money system. You know, I think have you had Mr. Griffin on your program before?
No, we haven't. That would be a good guest.
Mm-hmm.
I've been thinking about him for a while now. I'm sure he would come on. So,
yes.
Kevin, I'm going to ask you to engage Elaine, get me out of the equation here, and just have a conversation with our listening audience as if you and Elaine were just engaging for the first time. And then out of this, I'd like to have you kind of talk so that others listening can learn about, because the core issue here, we haven't hammered enough on this is due process. Due process rights were violated. I was sitting down with Kevin Elaine, and that judge basically told a lie to the jury, told the jury that they could not rule on the law, that
right.
the law was what he said it was.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
with that, Kevin, I mean, you've been in the courts. You've been in courtroom.
Mm-hmm.
You file a court procedure. Try to
yes.
engage listening audience with Elaine on the subject of due process. Go ahead.
Well,
okay.
Kevin, my first comment would be, you know, you just mentioned about, you know, filing all the right documents and getting all that together. But when you get into court, if you get into a court like we were in with a judge that we had, it doesn't matter what you filed. You know, you've got to have the courts. The courts have to be honest. The courts right now are corrupt. We don't have any courts anymore. They're gone to us. So
what happens there is that
yeah.
the bar of scrutiny needs to be raised even further. And a judge only has, my understanding of the law is that a judge only has legal immunity when he's acting as a judge.
Mm-hmm.
When he steps outside of his authority, he no longer has diplomatic, I keep wanting
right.
to say that, legal
yeah.
immunity. And
right.
so there's something called a judicial review of his actions, and
uh-huh.
that's done at there's a forum for doing that.
Right.
Because
yes.
no person is above the law. While they are within the law, while acting within that the confines, very strictly maintained, I mean, by the citizenry, that they have immunity because they're acting within the law. When they step outside, as it seems in your particular case, that's the time maybe this judge is using abject discretion, lowly discretion,
mm-hmm.
mere discretion, as the courts in past court cases have said. Discretion is very is not as strong as all the body of law that's been established over hundreds of years that points to the fact that precedents are that have stood the test of time are far more powerful than a judge that on mere discretion decides which way the proceeding of the court should take. And so you can call him on those actions and go back to the books and find out, judge back in whatever 50, 60 years ago tried to do the same thing, and he ran into problems with the law himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so the due process, it's like, as I was mentioning before, if you're playing a game with someone, and this we're calling this game the court procedure, and you change the rules, the whole game changes. I say, I get three turns and you only get one.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Yeah, of course you're going to win. You get three turns, I don't get any, right?
Yeah.
Or only one.
Yeah.
Same thing here.
Yeah.
There has to be a proper forum that is polite and respectful for the other side that helps us to resolve our conflicts. Otherwise, what is going to end up? People say, I don't feel like I'm getting a fair shake in the courts, and people get extreme. They feel
mm-hmm.
they get jaded. They think, well, I guess we have to take the law into our own hands. This has happened in chaotic times in our past.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? I mean,
that's
not the solution we
yeah.
want. Let's
yeah.
think ahead. Let's be mindful, thoughtful, and create a situation where people understand it, and the judge is also following it, so there's no reprisals, not from
yeah.
us necessarily,
yeah.
but just
yeah.
due course, but reprisals
yeah.
against people who are not following the law and messing
yeah.
up our society.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you have other people who are looking into some of this judge's actions and doing any research on the actions he took. You can do various searches on the internet under discretion. For instance, you can go into the Digest, American Jurisprudence 2D, for instance. You can search under different words, and many cases will come out that, based upon past decisions, they found this to be a rebuttal to his actions. Mm-hmm. And there's cross-referencing those through shepherdizing, they call that.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
People
need to understand, too, Kevin, when they go into court, they are nowhere near in a level playing field. When the government files charges against you, remember, they have unlimited resources and unlimited manpower. And you're in there, you know, your little self, and even if you win, you might end up bankrupt because of the cost to you personally. Whereas it costs these people, this judge, it costs the prosecutor, nothing out of his pocket. Now, let me give you a for instance. The first witness, in my trial, the first witness that the prosecutor called was a young lady who used to be my bookkeeper. And some years ago, she moved to Texas. The prosecution flew this woman in from Texas. And the only thing she had to testify to was the fact that, yes, she used to do my book. Thank you very much. Go back to Texas. All that money spent for basically she had nothing to say. And this is, you know, this is what they can do. And also things are slanted, just a fairly minor thing. When it came to the summation at the end of the trial, the prosecutor gives his summation. Then, I gave my summation, and then guess what? The prosecutor gets to get up one more time and slam anything that I had to say, but I don't have any further opportunity to say anything.
Anytime I go into court, I bring my own court reporter and a couple of witnesses. The court reporter that I bring, I know I've paid them, and they can verify what their court reporter does, and my witnesses verify that the court reporter has not deleted anything.
Mm-hmm.
In that sense, then everybody's, just to put everybody in notice, let's all be honest here, okay? You've already set the stage. Then I also then keep in mind, you know, I do my best as far as sticking up for my rights and using polite language wherever, you know, wherever appropriate. And but then those any decision can be appealed, and even though you don't feel as though you get a fair shake, there's another level you can get into, and you can it can use up a lot of attorneys, you know, money for attorney's fees, and that's why I encourage people to understand it themselves. And it becomes like a chess game.
Right.
Have you played chess before? Have you or anybody who's played chess? It's like a quiet excitement. That you learn more about the game, you learn more about the different moves and procedures you can take to defend yourself, and you try to anticipate the other side's moves themselves. In the process, you realize there is a lot the average person can do if they stay in the game. Like, what are the rules of war by Sun Tzu? One of the rules, of course, is not going to war in the first place, but another one of the rules is, the last person that leaves the battlefield wins. So if you stay in the game, keep on looking for another way to appeal the decision or your rights having been violated or a judicial process, judicial review of that judge's actions, it continues to be a thorn in their side. They don't like that thorn on the side, darn it.
Right, yeah.
Hey, Kevin,
and we're just,
we're going to be taking, trying to get at least a call in here. I know that it's going to come up in a minute, but I just want, Casey, are you still on the line? We're going to take your question and then comment right after we get back from these commercials. Casey?
Hello?
Yeah, Casey, you there?
Yep.
Okay, what's your comment, and then we'll get you on the backside of the commercials.
Okay, are you going to commercial now? I thought I heard the music.
Not yet. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, I wanted to point out some of the deceptions that have been going on with the media and the police. Initially, there were two reports done about that phone call incident by WMUR New Hampshire.
Yeah.
The very first one?
Yeah.
Are we still on air?
Yeah, we were talking about that in the first half hour. Yeah, they completely changed their story.
Right, but it's important to understand that the police lied to the media.
The police lied to the media.
The police lied to the media. Josh Davis in the initial WMUR report said that all the phone calls were all for something that police say never happened. Okay?
Sue them for in their individual capacity. That's the approach to take.
What's that?
Yeah. If somebody is
what I'm saying is not only did they lie to the media by saying it was all for something that never happened, WMUR gave them an opportunity to put out a new report in which then they admitted that they stood down. Okay, so what I'm saying here is they don't have the right to stand down. They don't have the right. Otherwise, they would have just admitted that they stood down.
Yeah. Okay, we'll be right back. Thank you, Casey.
Yep.
We'll take another call right after this, after these messages.
Rally round the flag, boys, rally once again, shouting the battle cry of freedom. Rally from the hillside, gather from the plain, shouting the battle cry of freedom.
Okay, we're back. Real quick, we have Kevin is still on. Kevin, this is our last 5 minutes of just a call. Ray in Oregon, real quick, Ray.
Yeah.
Yes?
Hey, Ray. Good to hear from
you.
We're doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Don't fret. Everything is unfolding as it should spiritually. You folks are standing tall, and the world is beginning to listen to you. My reason for calling is for Danny Riley. If you're going to put together an affidavit, do not do it to the Internet. It has no force of law behind it. Go after the chief of police, go after the prosecutor, go after the judge, go after the attorney general of your state, go after your governor privately, and indicate that the department has indicated it has no responsibility in providing protection to its citizens, and so what validity does it have? Now, do this and accompany it with an affidavit and send it by registered mail to each of these parties. And put on a couple of $1 million. Give them about 20 days to respond, and a couple of $1 million as a default payment. If you will go to my website, arcenterprises.com /index 11, that's 11 HTML, you'll find some exemplars there of the kinds of affidavits I've sent to the state of Oregon. They're walking on eggs. They don't know what the hell to do. I've got them on the hook for $27 million, and they're sweating it. Now, this is what you must do, but you must do it legally. If you just do it to the Internet, it has no force of law. So that's all I wanted to add to the mix. You have to
okay.
go after them
Thank
privately.
You very much, Ray. I think
Thank
we
you,
have
Ray.
David in New York. Last caller. 1 minute, David.
Kevin,
hey, hello. David in New York. You got about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, Lane. We needed to talk more. In any case, Danny's in good hands as far as these affidavits. Everything, the paperwork is being done. My concern was the chief of police on his statement to the TV broadcast. He stated that the reason they're participating was because Elaine Brown owns school tax as well as some other taxes, I guess. And he said that as soon as the property's confiscated, they're going to get all the taxes they have coming. So he's in it for the money, folks. Strictly in it for the money. Listen to the man's words on that TV broadcast on WMUR.
Well, you know,
talking about getting paid for throwing you people in the street.
Yeah, yeah. Well, before July 1st, we owed no taxes to anyone in this town or in the next town. So, and he's been participating in this for several months, so he's lying there.
Well, there's a term called fraudulent enrichment. And if there's through fraud that someone has enriched their pockets, whether it be an entity like a city corporation or an individual like a sheriff, there is a possible actions that could be taken on those grounds.
Right.
He also denied them the right to police, fire, and EMS. He said no police or fire protection for the Brown property whatsoever, and EMS will not be allowed to go there to assist in any way, shape, form, or manner. And he said no public officials allowed on the ground, but yet last week he was up there illegally trespassing, but he ain't going to allow any other public officials on the Brown property. The man double talks.
Sure he does.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you,
you're
Wayne.
Welcome.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
We'll get you back on. Appreciate everyone sharing. We'll see you back Friday. Tim will be on tomorrow. God bless.
Boys rally once again, shouting the battle cry of freedom. Rally from the hillside, gather from the plain, shouting the battle cry of freedom.